Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I love it when I get to put my marriage therapist counselor hat cap on, and it's kind of funny what other couples go through, you know, because I kind of look at me and Corey and go, oh man, you know. I couldn't imagine anybody having to be married to me, and you know, see what Corey goes through. I'm just like, you know, gosh, I can understand why people wouldn't want to be married, you know, if their choice was marry me. But interestingly, one of our listeners, you know, he is married to a woman, and his wife, I don't know how many years they've been married, and I'm not going to read you the email because it's long, but basically the wife won't go back to work. She has been off work since the pandemic and won't go back to work. He wants her to. And he doesn't know how to get his wife to get off her butt and go to work. So that's interesting. You know, I think it is a common problem because a lot of people have, you know, been able to work less. They've been able to work from home. You start doing that for a couple years, you know, and, you know, now companies are like, right, time to come back. Everybody back, come on back. People don't want to do it. And then on top of that is we have now inflation. And, well, I mean, we've always kind of had inflation. But inflation is really going bad. Remember I told you guys to buy bonds? Remember I told you to buy bonds because inflation would keep going up? Get those bonds. Alright? Buy bonds. I think you could buy like 10,000 max, but it doesn't matter. Just buy any, even if it's a $5 bond. You're gonna be making 7.1 plus percent, and then on top of that, buy bonds. But back to, you know, what happens if you can't get your wife, to work. So, you know, if I was, let's say, a marriage counselor, and what you have to do is you have to sit down with her, and go, you know, talk to us about, you know, what's going on. You know, you hear one side, you hear husband's side, what's going on? You know, she's like, well, look, you know, I my babies need me. You know, I'm not with my pets. Work is toxic. You know, I work for people who just suck the life out of me. I have a much better relationship with my husband. I'm having more sex with them. Oh, okay. So then you go, oh, you know, are you guys having more sex? Yeah. All right. So then, you know, what is it about you wanting that your wife to go and work? You know, well, it's because we're having money issues. It's because she's neglecting herself. You know, it's because, you know, I see she's getting depressed. She doesn't look happier. And then we just kind of, you know, divide that and sort of kind of dissect that and figure out what it is. But for those of you who think that you are with somebody lazy and they won't, you know, go to a marriage counselor, I bring that up because sadly, I think we are going to see relationships start to fall apart even more so. One is people were stuck home, and so they didn't get to go to work and have those dalliances and have those little confidence boosters, and now all of a sudden they go to work and they might be like, you know what, oh, I missed you so much, let's just sleep together. So I think, you know, that sometimes could be a problem when you've been away from somebody so long that all of a sudden you get to see them. You know, sadly, that could happen. The other thing that could happen is you're around other people going, oh, wait a second. You know, I could be with this person, and instead, I've been home for 2 years with this person. You start to kind of see what else is out there. Three, you have this YOLO idea, you only live once. I think a lot of people are going to be going through that, quote, midlife crisis or midlife reboot where they're like, you know what? Life is too short. I might as well be with somebody I want to be with. So sadly, this is going to be a very vulnerable time for many couples who already have some issues with their strength. And so I do recommend, you know, if at all you think your marriage could be possibly in jeopardy, definitely see a counselor who can kind of work things through and see what it actually is that could be driving you guys apart. But if on top of that you have the money worries, money really seems to put a stress on marriages. And now the gas prices are going up, and prices of things are going up, it's going to cause more stress. Not to mention, it hasn't really been fun with COVID, now with this war. You know, it's not really the happiest of times. You know, I noticed myself ever since Ukraine was invaded. You know, yeah, I'll watch a show and all that, but I feel guilty even trying to escape from what's going on. And that's why I told you early on in the show, you have to be okay with it. So if you have a spouse where they don't want to work, then you have to approach it not like get off your ass and go work. How you need to approach it is, okay, looks like we got a budget. Can we, you know, don't talk about the job. Just go, okay, let's talk about some of the budgeting because gas is going to triple soon. Things are expensive. Rent is going up. So let's look and see what we have. And if that budget and that doesn't convince, you know, what can we do to get some extra income? You know, what can we do? And if you aren't really getting any feedback from that other partner, you know, and they're like, well, why don't you work more hours? You're like, I'm already working full time. So if you're not really getting that other feedback, then the other thing you could start doing is downsizing. All right, well, we got to save. We got to scrimp. We got to downsize. And you might be like, no, but if I do that, she'll leave. Well, then fine. You guys are going to have to. You can't have that resentment build. And you can't have that, you know, if you're not going to be able to afford things, you both of you, if you're a team, you know, women, we have fought for equal rights. All right? Women, you can't be just, you know, freeloading. All right? You know, it is a, you know, it's a team effort. And if a marriage feels like they don't have that team effort, the team doesn't succeed. The team falls apart, right? There's no I in team. So you're going to have some matter-of-fact conversations. Right? Now, if that's the only problem, you love that person to death, and you know what, I could live with that, it's okay, so we'll downsize, we'll make it work. All right, you know, who knows? That person might have some reasons to not work. But if you feel like, okay, you know what, this isn't going to work, and the marriage is going to fall apart, get a counselor. Before you try to handle this yourself, get a counselor involved, because they can then dissect a little bit about what it is. And a lot of times, it's that person was working in such a toxic environment that they don't want to go back to that place. Well, they don't have to go back to that place. And they go with the whole industry. Well, then pick a new industry. There's other ways to bring income in. So I get it. I totally get it. It's not an easy topic. But, yeah, and I wish you could just say, you know, get your ass off the couch. I wish. That's what I think you could do. You could cancel all the subscriptions to, like, Netflix and stuff. 1-877-DOCTOR-OLLIE, don't go away. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
In 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you asked, is it true, does Putin still have a Twitter account? As of yesterday, he did. Let me see. I'm looking it up right now. President of Russia. That's how they have it. They don't have it Putin. They just say President of Russia, probably because if they ever have to, kind of change it out, even though he's been president for a while. Yep. Yeah, his last tweet, President Putin's tweet, was telephone conversation with President of Finland, Sauli Niinisto. And then 4 hours ago, he tweeted, Vladimir Putin and President of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko discussed developments in Ukraine. So, yeah, he's still very active on Twitter. Trump isn't on Twitter. He isn't. Remember, Trump violated the glorification of violence. Meanwhile, if the president of Russia's tweet is talking about developments in Ukraine, that's not technically, according to Twitter's definition, glorifying violence. Let me see, 5 hours ago, meeting with permanent members of the Security Council, situation in Ukraine, assistance in protecting Donbass. So that there's, that isn't there violence in terms of that? So, no, apparently, no, Twitter will still allow him. However, there is some drama between Russia and Facebook. Russia has opened a criminal case against Facebook's parent, Meta Platforms. And this happened today after the social network changed its hate speech rules to allow users to call for, quote, death, to the Russian invaders. This is in the context of the war with Ukraine. So Facebook is allowing people to write death to the Russian invaders. If you're not supposed to be talking about death, all right, and then I still am kind of curious as to what, again, were the rules that is keeping Donald Trump off Facebook. It's just, again, this isn't about being Republican or Democrat. It's, we're trying to see consistency in these rules. And it is. It is very upsetting for people to kind of see, well, wait a second here. You know, you did this to an American president, but when it comes to Putin, when it comes to Russia, you know, we're going to be a little bit more flexible with our rules. I don't know. Now, Russian prosecutors has asked the court to designate the U.S. tech giant as a, quote, extremist organization. And the communications regulator said it was restricting access to Meta's Instagram. They say a criminal case has been initiated in connection with illegal calls for murder and violence against citizens of the Russian Federation by employees of the American company Meta. They own the social networks Facebook and Instagram. So the committee reports directly to President Vladimir Putin. It was not immediately clear what the consequences of the criminal case might be. Now, there was no comment, according to Reuters, from Meta in response to this. But the war in Ukraine has already been, we're already going into our third week, about to go into our third week. And so Meta said on Thursday the company had temporarily eased its rules for political speech, allowing posts such as death to the Russian invaders, although it would not allow calls for violence against Russian civilians. Meta said the temporary change aimed to allow for forms of political expression that would normally violate its rules. Its oversight board said on Friday that it was closely following the war in Ukraine and how Meta is responding. Meanwhile, my account was restricted because I complained about the gas prices. Yeah, I have a restricted account on Facebook. And but for two reasons. I told you guys this. One was, the news asked me to talk about the Merck drug, Molnupiravir. So I said, look, I'm going to be on the news talking about this new COVID drug. I got flagged for that. I don't know. Maybe they thought I was trying to push a non-FDA, you know. I don't know. I don't know. There's no way to, you know, ask clarification. Then I had filled up the gas tank last Friday, posted a picture of it. I said, man, I think I got to get a sugar daddy. Boom. Completely blocked for 30 days. Now, they reversed that, but I still don't have access to Facebook Live. I still have a account restricted badge. Why? I mean, there's all this other stuff going on. I don't get it. It's just, they're just not consistent. Internal Meta emails seen by Reuters show that the U.S. company had temporarily allowed posts that call for the death of Putin or Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. They say, we hope it is not true, because if it is true, it will mean that there will have to be most decisive measures and activities of this company. This is according to Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov. What decisive measures are they talking about? Now, I know some of you are thinking, how is Facebook in Russia? How is Facebook even popular? It is. I don't know if you guys have are watching the show. I'm watching the show right now, All of Us Are Dead. And it's basically kind of like a Walking Dead, but it involves a Korean school. And these kids are high schoolers, young high schoolers. And it's fantastic. I mean, I think I'm even liking it more than Walking Dead. And they bring up Facebook. Facebook, they are very active on in South Korea. Facebook is all over the world. I don't know about North Korea, but Facebook operates in most countries. It's huge. It's, you know, and so that's interesting. You know, what position do they, you know, do they play? If Facebook is supposed to be this neutral entity, then, you know, do they allow people to say, you know, death to the Ukrainians, death to Russians? Are they only going to allow people to say death to the Russian army? That, you know, what do they do? And again, it wouldn't be an issue, that much of an issue, if they weren't already in the business of censoring. So when you have a president that can't be on there, but you have, you know, I don't know. I mean, remember when Biden had gaffed? I mean, I'm thinking it's a gaffe, where he said we have the largest network of voter fraud, or we have the largest. Remember he fumbled and he basically said that they, you know, Democrats have this this kind of large, you know, network or entity of voter fraud in the country, and it had to have been a gaffe because I don't know why he said it. You'd think that would then get him banned. Because if Facebook thinks the Capitol riots had to do with the voter fraud and the voting, but no. You know, and people say, well, who cares? So, you know, work around it. The problem is this is where people go. This is where you get heard. This is where you get, you know, I mean, you know, if you want, the reason why, you know, Trump basically popularized Twitter and Facebook more than we would have expected because people were misquoting Trump. So the only way he could get through and say something unsullied was Twitter. He could post what he wanted to or have somebody post for him, and nobody could take it out of context. Because look at what they're doing now. You know, you say, wow, Putin is savvy. Putin's a smart guy. Well, they're taking it out of context. You know, when Trump was asked, what did he think about the bombing of the hospital? And then you see in the commercial, Putin is a smart guy. You see, they take it out of context. So Twitter bans him. Trump's still fumbling to get his social network up, Truth Social. And so here people now are now taking his stuff out of context. And I'm not saying Trump is the best orator. I mean, he says things and he gets his foot in his mouth. But, you know, you don't. Twitter and Facebook allow people to post what they want. Now, mind you, it could still be hacked. You know, there's a lot of, you know, pretend Donald Trump, you know, sites and things like that on there. But there's just not a lot of consistency. So Republican attorneys are trying to get the courts to reverse the DirecTV had dropped One America News. I was on that once. I did a interview on that on One America News Network, and I guess DirecTV decided to drop it. And Republican attorneys found that, quote, highly troubling and disappointing, saying in their letter that the service was bowing to pressure from powerful left-wing voices. This was sent by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, co-signed from peers in Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, South Carolina. And so DirecTV, this is according to Dallas News, declined to comment. But, you know, we have networks dropping. DirecTV said on January 19th it plans to drop OAN. Now, OAN is conservative leading. Now, they have been, though, criticized for, quote-unquote, spreading misinformation about the pandemic of the 2020 election. This is something, though, that needs clarification. If misinformation is, you know, the vaccines may not provide full immunity, well, that's not misinformation. That's something that now is considered science. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Republican U.S. senators are imploring the Biden administration to reverse course and allow the transfer of Poland's MiG fighter jets to the Ukrainians to fight the Russian invasion. A sign the Defense Department's rejection of the offer may be running into steep resistance on Capitol Hill. Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
This administration has been a step behind every step of the way.
40 GOP senators signed on to a letter from Senators Joni Ernst urging President Biden to answer the plea from Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, who told lawmakers if the U.S. couldn't help with a no-fly zone, it could at least send more planes so they could fight the battle with Russia themselves. Don't forget to set your clocks ahead 1 hour this weekend. Daylight savings time is Sunday, starting at 2 a.m., and while you're changing those clocks, it's also a great opportunity to change the batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. This is USA Radio News. U.S. consumers plan to cut spending on restaurant meals and movies if gasoline prices keep rising as Russia's invasion of Ukraine rattles the global economy, according to a new Reuters poll. 54% of U.S. adults expect to spend less on meals out if gasoline prices rise to over $6 a gallon. 49% said they would trim spending on movies and other entertainment. Some 60% said they would not drive as far for leisure activities. AAA said the average nationwide price at the pump is about $4.32 per gallon. Actor Jussie Smollett has been sentenced in a Chicago courtroom to 30 months probation and 150 days in jail for staging a hate crime against himself. Smollett was ordered to pay $120,000 in restitution and fined $25,000 by Cook County Circuit Judge James Lynn. Smollett was found guilty by a jury of 5 of the 6 felony disorderly conduct counts he faced, one for each time he was accused of lying to police. This is USA Radio News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So another headline we have today is more than 40 Senate Republicans are calling on the Biden administration to assist in the transfer of, quote, Soviet-era aircraft to Ukraine so they could defend themselves against Russian forces. Now, I know this has been very controversial. Some are like, why aren't they just giving it to them? You know, we're already giving Ukraine, military equipment. What's the difference then? And then others are like, no, because that's just one step further, and it's going to just escalate it even more. But the question is America already, you know, at war with Russia? Are we already, have our relations with Russia already deteriorated? So, according to a letter that GOP senators wrote to Joe Biden yesterday. They said, so far, Russian forces have been stymied by stiff Ukrainian resistance, and we must redouble our efforts to prevent a brutal and unlawful takeover of Ukraine. We urge your administration to work with Poland and our NATO allies to expedite the transfer of urgently needed air power, air defense systems, and other combat and support capabilities from the United States, NATO allies, and other European partners to Ukraine. Now, the letter was signed by 42 Republicans, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. And this came after U.S. officials decided to reject a proposal from Poland to transfer its Soviet-era MiG fighter jets to Ukraine through a U.S. military base in Germany. So that's what was going to happen. So Poland said, look, I can't give them the fighters, but if you do it, I mean, Poland's in a tough position. Remember, I mean, Poland was in a tough position in World War II. People fled to Poland. My family in Poland told my other family in Germany and Austria, come here, it's safer. The fighting's not here. My family that didn't, that fled to Palestine, which is now Israel, survived. The family that stayed in Poland was killed. Now, I'm not saying that's what's going to happen to Poland now, but Poland knows that they, if Russia takes this further or decides to create a quote-unquote nuclear accident, Poland gets hurt. And so Poland is trying to take on the refugees and the evacuees without declaring war on Russia. And Poland's in a tough spot. So I see why Poland's asking for help. I definitely see why Ukraine's asking for help. And we're being told that the Ukrainians can fly those fighter jets, that they do have trained people. Because that's the other thing. Well, what's the point of giving them a fighter jet that they can't fly? But the Defense Department said that the handover would be a high-risk step that could ratchet up tensions with Russia and risk direct military conflict. Well, this is again a point of contention, because have we already destroyed their economy? We've already, given support to Ukraine. We just passed a bill where we're giving billions to Ukraine. We're already helping Ukraine. Ukraine is asking for specific help. Meanwhile, we're kicking the can down the road. It's taking longer. Ukrainians are not asking for American troops. Before Ukrainians lose any more troops, they're asking for equipment. And my worry is we might be waiting just too long, and then we're going to have to use American troops if this escalates. So according to NBC News, if Ukrainian pilots go to a NATO country to pick up fighter jets and then fly them back into a contested Ukrainian airspace where they might have to engage with Russian fighters, Western officials worry Moscow could view the country they left as a combatant and therefore fair game. They say at NATO's core tenets, spelled out in Article 5 of its charter, is that any attack on a member country is an attack on all, meaning all 30 member states now have to be obligated to join the fight. That's why NATO is 30 countries and not more, because it really has to be unanimous to bring in another country, because you are then pledging that any of the allies are worth us losing, troops for. And now, it's hopefully a peacekeeping sort of entity, because everyone's like, well, no one's going to screw with them, because then we're at war with 30 countries. But Russia's going to be testing that. And so already, they're saying, look, officials worry that Moscow's going to view the country as being combatant. Well, we've already, cut off economic. We've already gone to economic war with Russia. So are we already there? U.S. military and intelligence officials have also determined that more jets are unlikely to significantly change the effectiveness of the Ukrainian Air Force. Experts outside the government have noted that Ukraine hasn't deployed many of the MiGs it already owns. That has made them wonder whether the country has the complex infrastructure needed to support the aircraft, from trained pilots and mechanics to extra parts, munitions, and jet fuel. So you could get the MiG. You might even have a pilot that's trained, but what if it needs extra parts? What if it needs fuel? The senators, however, said in the letter that the explanation they received from the Pentagon about why the U.S. has declined Poland's plan was inadequate. So Senator Mitt Romney from Utah said, send these MiGs. And he said, and the question is, well, why aren't they being sent? Because we've heard now for days that this is something that's being discussed, enough talk, people are dying, send the planes that they need. That's what they say they want. They're there. They have the eyes to determine what they want. Senator Lindsey Graham said it was a good day for Putin, bad day for Ukraine, and a dishonorable day for America, because the U.S. is not providing Ukraine help. So, you know, the now some GOP senators didn't sign it. They weren't on board. Jim Inhofe from Oklahoma, Bill Haggerty from Tennessee, Jerry Moran from Kansas, Rand Paul from Kentucky, Mike Rounds from South Dakota, Mike Lee of Utah, Cynthia Lewis of Wyoming, and Roy Blunt of Missouri. So, I don't want this to escalate. I don't. But it one thing I'm kind of worried about, you know, and when we look at this later in the future, hopefully it ends fast and this doesn't go ongoing. But when we look back, we're going to look back very similarly to what we saw with Nazi Germany, where they're like, no, let's not escalate anything with Hitler. No, he's not going to try to. He's not going to invade other countries. No, he says he's trying to make a better Germany. You know, we annihilated them. 25 years prior. You know, or even less. You know, in World War One, he's not going to know. And then all of a sudden, they're like, whoa. You know, and this fear of, you know, we don't want to tick him off. We don't want to tick him off. Putin's ticked. He's ticked. He's ticked at Facebook. He's ticked at McDonald's. He's ticked. You know, and meanwhile, we have Ukraine and Zelensky being the only thing preventing Russia from expanding. And Russia is making, sadly, some very huge, huge moves. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just wonder if we look back at this, you know, are we going to say, dang, we should have just cut the head off the snake early on before they could bite a whole bunch of people? As I told you, we are getting reports that Putin is planning a man-made catastrophe at Chernobyl and blaming it, and will blame it on Ukrainians. Sabotagers. Ukrainian spies say the terrorist attacks are supposed to be carried out by Russian operatives. They moved in yesterday among a group of specialists sent by Belarus to take over safety operations of the partially destroyed nuclear power. Belarus sent the team in after Putin's men disconnected Chernobyl from monitoring systems, which report the status of its nuclear safety systems to the UN, the International Atomic Energy Agency, and cut power to the plant. Water that are supposed to keep the fuel rods cooled are no longer doing that. So the Ukrainian warning is now coming as, you know, Russia does seem to be laying this groundwork for chemical, biological weapons, nuclear. You know, so at what point do we as America go, you know what, they've already declared war. They're already messing with us. We've already ticked them off. You know, I don't know. But if Ukraine falls, and then we go in, it's going to be such a waste, a loss of life. 1-877-DEATH-VALLEY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a new AAA survey released yesterday found that 59% of motorists say they are going to make changes to their driving habits or lifestyle if the cost of gas rose to $4 a gallon. I think that number would be higher, but almost 60% of Americans at the $4 a gallon are going to change. My neck of the woods, we're already $5, $6. We're five something. I know they say the national average is hitting $4 a gallon. Good for you guys. That's great. We've been $4 a gallon since last year. So, yeah. So us going up to $5, yeah, we are making some changes. And I know a lot of people say, oh, yeah, we're going to drive less. Really? Are you really driving less? I still drove to the studio. I mean, I'm going to do my show out of my studio. I have to drive to the studio. I mean, I work from home to see patients, so am I really going to drive less? I have some friends across town. Was I really going to see them? No, I didn't have plans this weekend to see them anyway. So, you know, yeah, you might say you're going to make some changes with your driving habits, but I think a lot of people might need some direction on it. So I think carpooling's fantastic. I think whoever has the SUV, load everybody up, 3-4 people split gas. I think it's a fantastic idea. They say a further 80% of respondents say they would drive less if fuel costs reach an average of $5 a gallon in their area. It's already like that in California. And experts think it's going to happen nationwide soon. They say the specific strategies drivers said they would use to avoid gassing up, though, varied. Older motorists said they were more likely to skip driving trips altogether. 59% of people over 35 said they'd cut back on shopping or dining out. 43% of 18 to 34-year-olds, versus 43% of the younger people. And then younger drivers were about three times more likely to say they'd still go out, but maybe switch to carpooling. Well, a lot of them use rideshare anyway, or their parents are paying, like me. That's for the young ones. So the researchers did not ask whether drivers might choose non-gas-powered models. The problem is you can't get a hybrid or an electric car cheap. You know, I mean, we talked about that. We're like, well, let's look. You know, maybe we need to go out and get one. No, we can't go out and get one. One, there's not enough. Two, there's not enough outlets to charge. You know, basically, you would have a car that you could only use around town and then need to charge it back at home, because if everybody's starting to get, you know, electric cars, there's not that infrastructure. You know, it's, and again, if Russia does decide to hack the grid, we're in trouble there too. So I think the perfect stance would be either having a hybrid or having, you know, one of each, because if we get hacked, you have at least your fuel car. If there's fuel prices are ridiculous, you have your electric car. The problem is these batteries are expensive. Are there enough cars? Are there enough mechanics? Are there enough, you know, people trained in that? So, you know, it's not as easy. It's easier said than done. Well, let's just get a non-gas powered car. There's not a lot out there. They're expensive. So they said when gas climbs over $4 per gallon, one study found that light rail ridership shoots up 9.34% on average for the 10% rise in pump. Bus ridership gains a modest bump of 1.67%. And then they say there's less evidence about the impact of gas prices on biking, walking, and other active modes. 95% of new bike buyers during the 2008 gas crisis told researchers that they'd pursue their purchase to offset their fuel costs. Now, a lot of people are trying to get e-bikes. A lot of people are trying to, you know, use bikes instead. You know, e-bikes are great. It's just, you know, you can't go that fast. I mean, your commute to work is going to be longer. But I like the idea of you guys biking, e-bike or not. I think that's great. It's just, for a lot of people, it's just not that, you know, realistic. So I love the idea of carpooling. If you can't use public transportation, great. A lot of people live in areas where they take a train, walking, of course, work from home. Try to get a more fuel economical car, try to use an electric vehicle, maybe an electric scooter. There's a lot of different things that you could do, but, you know, are you really going to be changing your habits? You know, one thing I do have to say is, you know, when my kids told me a few days ago it's spring break, usually we like to get out of Dodge, drive to California maybe. I did hesitate. I didn't even bring it up. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to plan anything. I'm not going to plan a weekend getaway because of the prices. So, yeah, I think maybe my behavior has changed. You know, so it was an interesting poll. Now another poll, a Reuters Ipsos poll, says 57% of U.S. adults expect to spend less on meals out if gas prices rise between 6 and 7 a gallon. 49% said they would trim spending on movies and other entertainment. 60% said they would not drive as far for leisure activities. So this is where the recession either continues or gets worse. If people are not going to spend money because certain things are costing too much, then you have less demand. You have less demand. See, before we had all this demand and not enough supply. Then we're going to get glutted with a bunch of supply and not much demand. I am livid with so many restaurants in my area and how expensive it's gotten. You know, I go to a restaurant and a sandwich is $18. $18 for a sandwich? Why the hell am I paying those prices? Yeah, but I make a lunch meeting, we go out, $18. Oh my God, $18, it could be a meal for the family. And I'm spending that for a sandwich? It's ridiculous. I remember you could get prime rib at Outback for $18. That was like, whoa, that's a lot. So hubby and I would split one, because we didn't want to eat that much meat anyway. I mean, $18 for a club sandwich. It's bologna, a salad. I went to this restaurant and I was like, okay, I'll get a salad. The salad was going to be $21. They say, AAA said the average price at the pump on Thursday was $4.32 a gallon, up from $3.48 a month ago. Gasoline prices could rise to the range of $6 to $7 per gallon of crude oil prices at $200 per barrel. You know, so it's not easy. And I know people, you know, share a lot of blame. I mean, I obviously saw the prices spike, you know, with the war on Ukraine. But I think we also have made a lot of decisions in this administration that kind of put us at, you know, into a position of being vulnerable. On the flip side, Biden did want to expand our electric car network and, you know, expand chargers and things like that. Promote by the year 2030, half of all cars being produced being electric. You know, those things are, you know, will allow us to be less fuel efficient, fuel dependent. The problem is what we saw in Texas can't be forgotten. Power grids get hacked. Now, there has been a hypothetical poll being reported by Wall Street Journal. If President Joe Biden ran against President Donald Trump in 2024, they found, I mean, you would think it would be a landslide for Trump, but they said the poll, and this is Wall Street Journal, found that both Biden and Trump will get 45% support from voters in a theoretical head-to-head that would happen in 2 years from now. Both politicians appear to still have high disapproval ratings. 57% of voters said in the poll they have an unfavorable view of Biden. 55% said they had an unfavorable view of Trump. So I don't know what's going to happen in 2024. But 50% of voters had unfavorable views of both of them. They didn't like either. Obviously, you know, Republican versus Democrat leaning. But, you know, many people are worried about Biden's health for a second term. Other people are worried also about Trump, you know, and all the issues he's had. So 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.